Hey, this is Letitia, and I don't know about you, but 2007 has really gone by very quickly for me. It has truly been a year of first by choice. Somewhere between boredom and fear, the decision was made to try to do something new at least once a month. Now, at first, it was trying new bars and restaurants. Then it became new websites, new magazines, and new books. There was the New People Month. Sometimes I was able to combine a few of these together. So now it's September, and my new thing for the month is language. I'm about to relearn a second language. See, I took Spanish in high school, and I'm sad to report that the only thing that I learned was how to count to 100 and how to conjugate verbs. The only thing that I remember now is some very basic greetings and a few choice naughty words. So I'm headed over to the local community college and signing up for a 6-week class. For fun, I'm going to do it with the family. As an incentive for the kids to be excited about it, we're planning a big trip to Spain in a couple of years. Now, if you were thinking about doing something new or different and you need a little motivation, let me help. Here are a few ideas and tips on how to get started and how to find the fun, even when you can't find the finance. Number one, pick something that you've always loved to do and haven't done in a while, or something that you've never done but always wanted to do. This one is only difficult for me because I have a hard time narrowing it down to just one or two things. I'd love to learn a salsa dance, take singing lessons, or more guitar lessons. Number two, search the internet for all the information that you can find on the subject. The cool thing about this is that you'll be surprised how many other people share your same interest. This is a great way to meet new people that share a common interest. Number three, look for free workshops and seminars at local colleges, churches, and community centers. Who doesn't like the word free? You'll be amazed by the number of free programs that are being offered every single day on different topics of interest. Good example, I'm a writer. Duh. I found a free Saturday workshop on freelance writing a few months ago. Not only did I learn some great writing techniques and ideas for creating topics, I met the editor of a local paper and was able to submit my work for some possible future dollars. Number four, invest a little time and/or money. Sometimes the things we love aren't always available for free, so we must pay for it. If you love it, it's worth it. If you can't afford it right now, then save for it. If at all possible, barter for it. Most people have some kind of skill or trade. If you can't afford to invest in your hobby or love right now, try offering your service to the person or company that's got what you want. My very first voiceover class that I took was a 6 to 8 week class that cost over $500. I had just graduated from college and didn't have the money. I was able to act as the assistant to the coach of the class in exchange for my admittance. And number five, do something today. Make a call, send an email, sign up, practice, or gather more information. Do something to get you closer to doing something. Think of it as getting your favorite person the best possible gift. This is Letitia, and you deserve it.